Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Yeah. We haven't gotten to, like, Sleeping with a Stranger, the point of the book with your husband.
I know. So, yeah. So, with my, so I met him, and I just remember, again, just like I did sitting in that church, this doesn't feel right. He's a good guy. Yeah. This doesn't feel, I feel like, who cares?
And your spark in your soul was like, I feel good about this. I don't feel scared. I don't feel like it's wrong.
There is a part of me that said, this guy's is going to be an important part of my life in some way.
You could feel it.
Yeah, and there's been things like that. Listen, they don't happen all the time. But when they happen, I know they're coming true because they always have. Since I was little. What I now believe, there's a couple of things. Number one, I guess it was in... So to give you guys, the listeners, like a real brief thing. My husband, I went from my dad taking care of me financially to my husband taking care of me financially. I had a business. It was which the reason why I wanted to own my own business is because I wanted to have the freedom to.
Time. You've always wanted time.
Yes.
You hate wasting time.
I don't want to waste time. So I can't deal with somebody telling me, no, I'm sorry, you can't have that day off or whatever.
Like, no, I'm going to have that day off because that is so important to me.
Exactly. I don't want anyone, I don't want to have to ask off to, like, go to my kid's soccer game or to go to my boy's preschool Valentine party. No. So
right.
I'm going to have my own business. So at the time, I had this business, but it wasn't really making any money. It was just all ego, right?
It was like a thriving business, right? Wait, which one was it? Not the flower business?
This was the rental business.
Oh, yeah.
So this was at the time where I was like just working all the time, but wasn't really making any money. But I was like, it was just a facade I was trying to.
You're just keep feeling
up.
Important.
Yeah.
Like, you had a job.
I feel important. People think I'm important.
You're busy.
Yeah.
You're working. And that's why busy is not always great. People are like, I'm so busy.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, no.
Well, you mean, like, what are you busy with?
So I had just given birth to twins. The boys were 6 weeks old. And then Stella had just turned two. I want you to remember a two-year-old. People love to say to me, oh, was Stella so helpful when you had those boys? I'm like, well, she was because she's amazing, but she barely talked. You know what I mean? But man, I handed her a bottle and she learned how to feed a baby real quick. But I mean, she was still so neat. I mean, she's still in diapers. She's still, she has to, she can't tie her shoe. You know, I mean, all these things.
Yes.
She still needs me to wipe her face after she eats. She's still in a high chair. Yeah. All these things.
Yeah.
So 6 weeks after I give birth to the boys, my husband gets really ill, gets put in the hospital, and loses 40 pounds, like, right away. And so for the first time in my life, He signed the papers in the hospital for a new job. He was a financial advisor, and he was about to move to a new company that was all commission. Mm. And he really felt good about it. And we were about to have two more kids.
All commission. Oh my God. Whoa. Okay. Let's just pause for a second, yeah, because that's a huge, huge little quick, mm-hmm, little insert. Mm-hmm. All commission, which is great when you have a healthy,
yeah,
healthy body that, uh-huh, can carry you around,
right, right,
and get that job done, because, yep, you're only making money on, yep, what you sell.
Yep.
So, mm-hmm, it sounds great when you're like in it. Yes. Yeah. And then,
but he signs the papers for the new job. In the hospital, like the boys had just been born.
Having a salary to now all commission.
Yes, yeah, so now we're all commission.
Holy,
and he, yeah.
Tell me about timing of that.
Tell me about it. So he's in the hospital, and I know, I can already see it. This isn't going to get better soon. Like I can just feel it.
Why did he sign the papers? He had to.
He was healthy at the time,
but why was he in the hospital?
What he had to give them an answer. Like, no. I had just given birth to twins.
You were in the hospital. I said he was in the hospital. So I was
he was with me.
But I thought he was sick. Yeah. Okay, yeah, okay,
no,
okay.
I had just given birth to twins. So Perry and Zeke are like in the freaking plastic thing that they roll around, right? Yeah, you know, with the pink and blue blankets.
Yes.
And Brian's like on this couch, and he says, oh, I have to sign those today or my job offer goes away.
Okay.
So he gets them signed, gets them sent off, and we still have three more days in the hospital with, mm-hmm, the boys. And so 6 weeks later, he gets ill, is put in the hospital. And I'm like, it is just a matter of time before he even loses that job because
he can't work.
He can't work. And it's not like he's like been established with the company for a long time. I start looking into short-term disability. You can't file for that until you've been with the company for a year. I mean, all these things. And so I know.
So he's not making money. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
There's
So I got to figure it out.
So not only do you have to figure it out, let's not forget we have a 2-year-old and brand new twins.
Newborn twins.
And do we have some postpartum going on here? Because I know I was a wreck when I had a baby.
I just was, listen, I was like a dog with a bone. And here's what it really went down to for me. And this is all completely fear-based. I had already childed alone, right?
You raised yourself alone.
I had
your
already,
childhood was alone.
I didn't have a part. My partner in childhood was taken away from me. I was abandoned.
And then you didn't have your family to lean on.
And so anytime my parents did something or whatever, I didn't have that person to go, why do you think mom's this way? Uh-huh. Why do you think, don't you hate it when dad does this? I didn't have that. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden, within 2 years, I have three babies. And my husband is now 125 pounds, which, by the way, good timing. Thanks. I just gave birth to twins, but whatever. And I'm like, I will be damned if I have to parent alone.
And take care of your husband. That's four kids you have to.
No, I'm like, this guy is going to die. That's what I thought. Because he's rapidly losing all this weight and no one knows what's wrong with him. And so you asked about postpartum. I didn't have time to even think about any of that. It's just like I'm a dog with a bone who has to figure out how to save him because
I will not do this
alone. I will not do this next stage alone.
You will not die, Brian.
You will not die because I can't parent alone. I've already childed alone.
Oh my God. So, okay. And
I've already been abandoned through a major stage in life. I'm not going to be abandoned again.
And I'm talking so just like matter of factly with you because you share so openly with traumatic things. I want you to know how much I value what you're sharing and how hard I know this is for you to share. And I know you've done all the work, but like, I don't take anything you're saying lightly.
I know you don't.
And so, but I wanted, but I like with Brian's illness now, and it's like you have these kids. It's like I feel like I can just casually talk to you about your trauma because you're just
absolutely. Well, I wrote all about it.
So I know, yeah, but it's just amazing that you can get to this place where you're sharing like this.
Well, it's what my soul was created to do. So
yes,
I was meant to experience all the different kinds of trauma. Because I have to be able to relate to people so that I can share my experience and create that connection and help encourage them to heal.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So in this book, you started talking about Brian's diagnosis. you guys connected over trauma in the beginning because a little bit, you went on a date and you were able to share about your sister, Courtney, and he was able to share with you that he had actually lost his best friend to suicide. Mm-hmm.
Which no one had ever really talked to him about.
And so he had that bottled up. You had this bottled up. And all of a sudden, you guys both realize you have this thing in common of like depth of trauma and pain.
Yeah.
And it's probably like so nice to realize that someone else in the world is experiencing that too. Right. So you said the,
Well,
I'm not trying to speak for you. Yeah, no, tell me what you're
saying. I think what it was for me, Brian was attractive to me because he was, which what's funny is he's not a bad boy at all. Like, I mean, if you knew him, he's like the opposite of it. Like, I am way more rebellious than he is. But at that time, he felt rebellious.
He was doing things that you thought were off limits.
Yes. And rebellion, all that is an act of coming home to yourself.
Oh. Because you're just, you will not be. You're like, I don't know if I can't be forced into this.
I don't know. It's sitting in the church pew and going, that doesn't feel right.
But we don't know how to get it out. So we act out too much because we're just trying to get
it's
out.
It's the experience to give us clarity. So you're telling me that if I smoke a cigarette, that I'm a terrible person. Okay.
Watch me.
Watch me smoke a cigarette.
And then you're doing it.
Let me see. Yeah. Let me get clarity. Am I a terrible person?
Yeah. Let me know for myself.
Exactly.
And if I am, then here I go.
Yeah.
It's worth the risk to me because I can't live in these chains.
Exactly. So Brian was kind of my rebellion, which is just hysterical. It really is. I'm just laughing right now saying it. But at 18? Yeah. At 18, he was my rebellion. And so for him, and I now know what this is now, and this is part of the next book, which I don't go into this at all in Sleeping with a Stranger because I did not learn this until after Sleeping with a Stranger was printed. The day that Brian and I shared those stories, I kind of felt like I could save Brian. In a little way. Like subconsciously it was like, oh, I've been dealing with this emotional trauma my whole life. So, and I felt for him because he had never been asked about it. I said, well, what did you do when your best friend killed himself? And he said, my mom came upstairs and she was crying, which I've never really have seen before. And I said, what's wrong? And she wouldn't tell me. She wouldn't tell me. And finally I said, what's wrong? And she said, Eric died. He shot himself. And I said, and then what happened? He said, we never talked about it again. We went to his funeral and that was his
best friend.
His best friend. And they never talked about it again. And so for me, I was like, oh, this guy, I'm going to be his place that he can open up to.
Yeah.
What that did...
You never get out of anything, do you? Like, as soon as you think you have one breakthrough, there's another breakthrough coming when you think you're healing.
I have only learned this
in the last...
In this year, in 2022.
Okay.
What we did, he became my companion that I felt abandoned me, and I became the mother that he didn't have emotionally.
You filled a nurturing void as a mother and he filled a nurturing void as your companion, like your sister. Y'all both had that void.
He wanted to hang out with me all the time and be with me, and I asked him questions and wanted to know his feelings and wanted to know, and he didn't make me feel like I was crazy for wanting to be deep and ask these things.
Because, and he loved being asked questions. Yeah. So you got to ask questions, which you were craving, and he got to be asked questions, which he was craving.
Yes.
Did it play out? How did it play out romantically? Did it create, was it a fine, did that make like a mother-son romance
thing? That's the second book.
Where it's
that's
like
the second book.
Sleeping with your mother?
Uh-huh.
Not a
that's
stranger.
The second book. big part of the second book. I'll tell you that right now.
Brian's so cool. He's on board with all this. And that's another thing. You've worked, the fact that you and your, because you said, what do you do when you are not at all on the same path or page with your husband? But here you are, y'all got to that place and you've shared all of this. And that's amazing that you guys can work through all this. You know, like be so honest with the world about your personal things.
Yeah, totally.
It goes back to the beginning. We're all so scared to share.
Right, right. But I mean, even what we've been through in the last year, and like I said, I don't really want to talk that much about it because it is the second book, but it is unorthodox from where we come from. Mm-hmm. And it's what we were meant to go through to once again experience another experience that needs to be talked about.
So did you become not the authority in a way of like you're trying to be the boss because you're not, but like the one, the emotional authority?
What happens when someone gets ill, just so the listeners know, my husband got so ill and he, once the physical illness was cured, he then had the mental illness of depression because he was like, what the hell just happened? And I lost my job and my kids are like, I've lost 2 years of my kids' life.
He's
and
lost
like
all this weight.
All this weight. And who am I? Right.
Were you saying it was linked to the physical and the depression? It was all linked to experiences in his life that brought this on? Because like doctors wouldn't agree with that. Doctors would say you're crazy and they want to cut your colon out. But you're like,
no,
doctors told you that. We're going to cut his colon out.
What I now know is this is emotion.
It all manifested.
It was emotion.
It manifested in his body.
It was childhood. His childhood trauma was emotional neglect.
And it manifested that severely.
Uh-huh.
How did you find that out? Because you said something too about doctors. And not that we don't love Western medicine because it serves a purpose. But like you said, what they can't understand, they cut out.
Yeah.
Something like that.
They're going to eliminate it.
They're going to eliminate.
If they can't explain it, they're going to eliminate it.
So they just cut it out of your body because they don't have to deal with it. But then a whole world of problems.
Then a whole world of problems. You've got to find the root issue.
Yes. Okay. So how did you find this root issue?
I just believed with all of my heart and soul, because everything that they were doing and everything they said would work wasn't working, that when they came to me and said, we feel like we need to remove his colon, and he's 33, I said, with all due respect, I don't believe you. Mm-hmm. Like everything. And by the way, there's a team of doctors in front of me. I'm 33. And I don't have any medical experience, but there was just, again, the knowing. Okay.
You knew that. You knew it wasn't right. You could feel it.
I could feel it. And so unlike being in the pew in church and having an authoritative person say something, and I just sat there and listened
and took it and said, okay, this was actually
in
going
this
to
case,
affect his life,
I was like,
life in every way, his body.
Well, it was going, he was going to have an unlived life. And I don't want my children to have to carry the burden of my husband's unlived life. Their
you
father's
know that
unlived
feeling.
Life. I already know what that's like. So I will do everything to protect that.
Wow. You are such a martyr for the living of life. That is so powerful.
So I sit there.
I don't know if martyr's the right word. I use words all the time.
No, I love it.
I don't know what they mean.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. It doesn't matter. I don't really either.
One of my goals is to read more, and now all I am doing is interviewing authors. So I'm like, shit, I have to read.
But I'm the worst reader.
I hate reading.
Me too.
But then I start reading, and I'm like, I love reading. But
once
then,
I'm done with it,
I'm so happy.
And I'm like, I am so much wiser. Like, you know, I'm like, I know so much now. But
I literally have 20 books of authors that I'm interviewing. They're all incredible people that I want to know their stories. But I'm like, I have to read the book.
Right. Yeah, totally. Totally. I know it's so hard.
Okay. Anyway.
But anyway, so with Brian, it was emotional neglect. But I just knew this isn't right. Like nothing you have said was going to work has worked so far. So.
And then they just go, well,
even though I have no idea what to do, I know this isn't it. And that's the thing. Everyone always is like, I want to know what to do. You don't always have to know the next step, but you can know what's not the next step.
Yes.
Sometimes in order to know what to do, you have to first start defining what you know you don't want to do. If you're 18.
So you knew you don't want to cut out his colon.
I know I don't want to cut out his colon.
Like you know that with your whole existence. Mm-hmm. I do not want to cut
out
his colon.
I know that is not the answer today.
And if that's the only option, then we're leaving.
Right.
And so you got him to get release papers that day.
Yeah. I asked the doctor for release
papers. Your 130 pound, very sick husband who can't work.
At this point, 120.
And you're saying, okay, then we're going home and we're figuring something else out. So now you have a lot of responsibility on you because now you're out of the hospital care.
But what happens when you start to listen to the voice inside of you, the knowing, and you,
it guided you.
You honor that.
Did it tell you what to do?
It starts to open the doors. Yeah.
So your knowing told you the next step. So then what's the next step? What happened?
I was just driving him home. Literally, I signed the papers, got him in the car. He is moaning. He is groaning. Everything. He is in so much pain. And there was this voice that just popped inside of me that said, remember the medicine man? That's all it was.
Remember the medicine.
Remember the medicine man?
Chills.
There was this doctor.
Full body chills.
When I was in like middle school, junior high, that people would say, they'd call him the witch doctor. And he lived in a town a couple hours away. And of course, where I come from, my mom and never is like, can you let people go to that guy?
Like they're going straight to hell.
Yeah, they're going straight to hell. I mean, the witch doctor.
Oh my God. He's like,
he thinks he heals people.
But really, he's just connecting with Satan.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
So I get the, we're driving, it's dark, and I'm just thinking, I'm like, I don't know what we're going to do. But I had just stood up to the team of doctors and said, I don't know what we're going to do, but I know that's not it. Can I have release papers? So because I honored that knowing, on the way home, remember the medicine man? And so that night, I Googled him, and I start researching, and it's like, there's no appointments made, like you just have to get there early, you know, all this stuff. And we go, and we sit down, and he, we don't tell him who's sick, but it doesn't take an expert to see who's sick. But he says to Brian, he gets a white index card, and he looks at Brian. He asks him three really random questions.
What?
I can't remember everything, but it's something like, have you ever had like a pimple on the inside of your nostril for more than 6 months? Like three like really random, I don't know. It's in that book somewhere, but and he says, and Brian just he said, answer these with yes or no's. He asked him three questions, and then he just is writing on a white index card, writing. I still have the index card. And then he puts his hand over it for a minute, closes his eyes, and he looks at Brian and he says, "Your wife saved you. If they had removed your colon."
Had you told him about the colon yet?
No.
You hadn't told him about the colon?
Uh-uh. No. They said, if you, I don't think, again, you'd have to, we'd have to go back to the book, but your wife saved you. If they had removed your colon, it wasn't going to work. You were still going to be in a lot of pain. And then they were going to tell you that you had cancer and they would have put you on chemo and you would have died. You are meant to live a long life and be a great father to your three kids. We didn't tell him we had kids. Certainly didn't tell him we had three. So at this point, and you have to understand, my whole life, I've had some visions, right?
Yes.
And I have never...
Like, you've seen your sister.
Yeah. I've never said out loud the visions. It's visions of the future, like what's coming.
Okay.
But you, I don't...
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't say that out loud because I'm like, people around here don't believe in that.
You're going to think you're going to go hang out with the medicine man and y'all crazy.
So he just kind of started that confirmation for me.
That you're not like, crazy.
And he starts telling us how much he loves Jesus and how much he loves God and how much he believes it, like that this is God's gift.
Yes.
Of him. He's like, I don't ask for money. I don't anything. Like, God gave me this gift. He goes, I can't do anything else if I want to.
This is it.
This is it. This is my gift.
Yes.
And so I'm like, okay. And that is what kind of confirmed to me, man, so much of what I've been taught isn't true.
So it's the unlearning now.
And now I got to do all this unlearning. And like, and God has been put in this teeny tiny box for me.
And life has been put in a teeny tiny box for
you. He is actually everywhere. And he comes to people in different ways, and everyone's gift is different, and everyone's, and just in the last, you know, 6 months have I been really tapping into my spiritual gift.
Okay, and let's talk about it, because you said you know now what your gift is.
Well, it is the healing through the trauma. I have been through a lot of trauma, more trauma than most. I'm not saying that my trauma is worse than anyone's,
but you know trauma.
But I know trauma. My whole life has been trauma. Huh. And so one after the other, to the point where I have broken down, screamed at God and said, what the fuck? Like, what lesson do you need me to learn?
That's what I was trying to ask you when I said I respect your trauma. Do you think things kept repeating because this was how you were supposed to learn?
I had to learn. And I'm in the process of another one right now, but I think we're getting to the
dear God, like, please let me learn it.
First half of my life, because I've also said, I believe there is a really big impact. I have felt this way since my sister's death. Didn't have the language for it, but there was a feeling that was, even though this sucks, this had to happen because. I saw a vision of me.
You did. How old were you when you saw us?
4.
Okay.
Of me. I've never talked about this before.
You haven't?
Mm-mm. Not out loud. Not on a podcast.
Oh my God.
I've talked about it with my husband, but I had a vision when I was 4 and I still have it, of me standing on a stage in front of a whole lot of people. Now, as a kid, I didn't really know what that meant. I was like, I mean, I don't sing, I don't dance, I don't act. Like, what is that? But I knew that there were going to be people listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
There was an impact somehow that people were going to watch me and listen to whatever it was.
Were you
I was
an adult?
Doing.
It was a vision of you as an adult. Mm-hmm. So, did you know you were going to look like you look right now?
No. Oh. I just.
It was just like a form.
It was just a form.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
That's me as a grown up. Uh-huh. And I knew that the way for that to happen, the only way the impact is going to be made, whatever it is that those people in the seats are listening to me about, the only way the impact can ever happen is with me here physically and my sister here spiritually.
You knew that at 3 and you got that vision. How did that vision play out? How do
no,
you
know? I had a feeling like my sister's death isn't for nothing.
It's going, yes.
That's
yes,
what
yes,
I knew.
Yes.
So I didn't have the language of like me here physically and her here spiritually.
Yeah, but until, you felt it all.
Until my 30s, you know, late 30s, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Until well after even Brian healed and stuff like that. But yeah, I've had visions like that, and I've had other visions. Like, I had a vision of that book. Like, I remember sitting in bed, and Brian was so sick, and just so y'all know, he had, well, we talked about a little bit, he had colon issues, so he just was going to the bathroom all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time. Like, could not
stop going
to the bathroom. And so he would just, it got to the point where he was so thin and so weak, putting clothes on and off, it was too much energy.
Yeah.
So he just would be naked in our bed and just take the 4 steps to the bathroom and get on the toilet and then come back and back and forth. And so I was laying in bed that night and I was writing in my journal. And I remember looking over at him when he got back in bed, and he was 33, but he looked 80 years old to me. Uh-huh. He would, I could see his ribs. Uh-huh. His skin was sunken. Mm. He was so pale. He looked wrinkly. Mm-hmm.
Lifeless.
And I,
on the way out.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And I remember looking over at him and then going back to my journal and writing, I feel like I'm sleeping with a stranger.
Mm.
And I remember the words sleeping with a stranger coming off the page as if they had been highlighted yellow and coming straight to my eyes. And I knew right then and there, you're going to write about this one day and that'll be the title. And that was in 2016, and this didn't get published until 2020. And here's the other thing I know about the visions, how I know that they're true, is I don't freak out.
It's a knowing.
It's just a knowing. It's like...
That's how you know.
Yes, because I'm not like, oh my gosh, I can't share this story. This is too personal. This is too, oh my goodness.
You just know it will work itself out.
I don't know how to write a book. How am I going to write a book? How do you do that? It's none of that.
You got that vision, you knew it would come, how it was supposed to come?
I didn't know how it would come, but I knew there would be a book written about this experience.
When did you know the time was right to write it?
When the voice gets louder and louder and you can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
You can't stop thinking about it. It just, I had known ever since that title came out that I was supposed to, but I was like, well, the ending hasn't happened yet. I feel like I'll know when the ending is.
Mm-hmm.
And I did feel that way when
it was complete.
Yeah, I felt like it was complete. And I was like, okay, now I'm going to need to write this. And then it was just like, you think about it three times a day, and then you start thinking about it six times a day.
So you had the full picture in your head. You're like, you know how the story's going to play out. Mm-hmm. You know the book that needs to be written. And now you just, your voice is screaming, you mm-hmm. need to write this now. This picture has completed.
And then I was working. So the picture was completed in like September. And in November, I get a call from somebody who I had worked with in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Called me out of the blue. And she said, hey, I have a friend who's going to, this was November 2019. And she said, or October 2019. Yes, so this was, the story had ended. I knew the story was done in September of 2019. October 2019, I get a call from someone out of the blue that
right
I used to work with who lived in California. I'm mm-hmm. in Arkansas. And I get a phone call and she says, I have a friend who is going to be in charge of a TED Talk. I think he'd be really great for it. And she said, but here's the thing. What would be wonderful is if you had some low dollar product, not like a $2,000 course, but like a book or something that you could sell. And I said, funny you say that.
I have one.
Because I have one that I want to write. It doesn't have really anything to do about business. This is a personal thing. And she said, oh, well, I have a friend who she used to work for a publishing company, but then learned that she could make more money, you know, doing contract labor, like taking on her own projects. And her editor, she used to work at Penguin. Her editor works at, or used to work at Random House. Her copy editor used to work at, you know, whatever, like all.
It always fell in line.
They all are like really experienced, have worked with book publishing companies, but now work independently. And she said, let me give you her email address. When you listen to the knowing and you honor it, it you cannot miss what is meant for you.
Honor it. When you honor listen it, and honor it,
the door will be open. And that's the thing. People don't want to let go of the door behind them because they are so scared that what they need in the door in front of them won't come.
And it won't be there.
It will be there. It may not be there the next day.
And you will have to change your relationship with people from the past door.
Yes.
But that is a part of the evolution of life. And it doesn't mean you don't still love all these influences that have given you this past way to live that's not serving you anymore. You love them and you see them mm-hmm. from what their intentions were. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you no longer have to carry that
totally.
Because now you're walking fully into where you know you're meant to be, which is the unknown of your own life.
And it's different because like when I stood up to those doctors and said, I don't know what we're going to do, but I need release papers because we're not going to do this. I got the next step within an hour, right?
Yeah.
When I finally said, okay, that's the end of the story and I will write this. I will write this.
I will do this.
I will do this. I'm scared to death. I don't know how to do it.
But my knowingness but is real. I will respond. I
will do this.
Yes.
3-4 weeks later, I get a call out of the blue.
And it's so hard to write a book and get a deal and all that stuff, but not when your knowingness is in line at all.
And it's handed to you.
And it did it all just fall into place?
Yep.
Okay. How did Brian heal? What was the key things? I mean, I know there's a lot, but like what finally was it?
So we ended up seeing a doctor in New Zealand.
I love you so much that you went to New Zealand.
I mean, we didn't go to New Zealand. We did it over Zoom. But I was, it's interesting, Western medicine, like God, here's the other thing. So God, what I am learning is really everything. I'm not saying there's not a place for Western medicine.
Right, absolutely.
I know there are some things that we need the medicine for, okay? Like, for example, giving birth. Sure, we can do it naturally. Why do we have to if we've got a few drugs,
yeah,
right?
I mean,
no one's giving me a check at the end of it,
yeah,
because I did it without the drugs. But also, cheers to those who do it without the drugs, right? I'm not saying the drugs are bad. However, I do believe that there are many, 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 many things that God created of the world to heal us.
I always heard for every ailment there is a natural cure.
Yes, there is.
But we just don't, but now it's all about Western medicine, money, being in the machine, fixing it. And if you can't figure it out, eliminate it. Well, but really, listen, you can cure it.
I don't want to get all political.
I know,
but
I know.
I just will tell you.
But I'm with you. I want to pick your brain.
We are 100%.
There's stuff to heal us naturally.
There's stuff to heal us naturally all the time. But what really is the government going to let the pharmaceuticals go down?
No.
And so they are going to keep those stories out of the media.
So you found natural healing. And was part of that getting Brian into the depths of his like feelings and like understanding why he was manifesting this physically?
Yes, afterwards. But at first, it was just seeing a holistic doctor and them actually doing full tests and seeing like all of his levels of everything, you know, and being able to see what he was depleted on, and everything was able to get back to normal with just supplements.
How long did it take to get him back to normal?
Physically? Mm-hmm. 6 months.
And then he was back in action?
But then we're dealing with the depression.
Then here comes the mind. Because
then here comes the mind catching up.
Okay. And then
that was the hardest part. That was harder than the physical for me.
What did he do to work on that? Therapy?
He's just now.
Yeah.
Started his process.
That's the thing. It's just like there is no quick fix. There is no quick fix to anything like this. Like, and like you said,
he sat in the hallway. He has sat in the hallway for a good 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah. And he's finally
ready to go to the next door.
Finally getting out. Finally getting out.
And everyone moves at their own pace.
I know. I seem to attract people who move at the speed of molasses. And which is real hard for me.
That's why I see you and I'm like, I need to be with you because I want to move fast.
I am a doer, a push through-er. Let's get this done.
Do you kind of flow? I feel like you kind of like do reels and you like flow inspiration out like that. Like that rhymed. Like a doer, push floor, and like you're getting your movement going. Like, because you were kind of doing these like movement. Okay, anyway.
I really would love, like secretly, I would love to be a rapper, you know?
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
So I want to, we can't wrap up. We're going to have, just everyone listening, we're going to have to do another podcast. So, but I want to just, and I want to talk to you about this and schedule lunch with you because yeah, I have things that I need
let's
to learn
let's
from
make
you
it
more.
Happen.
I was telling Jessica when she came over, every Instagram post you have, I'm like, oh, it's so powerful. Everything you post, every podcast you put out, it's so powerful. Every YouTube, you YouTube your life and like how you sold everything, get in the Winnebago or whatever that thing is that's behind your and you're
Airstream.
Traveling the Airstream and I'm like everything you're doing I am receiving such a deep message from your actions and your because
you.
Your those three things your mind your voice and your actions are so in alignment and like that is my goal in life yeah. is to have that alignment so seeing someone like you living it I just like and you have done all this work and you've studied it and you offer this course that's what I talk about too you offer this course started off because and let's just go through this as fast as we can. You took over this floral company and it was like great on paper, but it was a shit show behind mm-hmm. the scenes, like mm-hmm. with managing the money.
Oh, yeah.
And then you had to like relearn everything, mm-hmm. start while Brian's sick. Mm-hmm. You're taking care of all the family. Mm-hmm. You've never been the financial
right.
breadwinner. And now right. you have to do it all. You don't, your business isn't running properly. So mm-hmm. you kind of shut your business down, take out a $100,000 loan. Don't have any reason for the bank to give it to you other
right.
than you tell them you're going to do it with your sheer grit and determination and they believe you
mm-hmm.
and they give you this loan
mm-hmm.
and you spend $40,000 studying, learning, getting all this knowledge and so much that you make a course
mm-hmm.
because you were able to go from making like $10,000 to $15,000 a year within like 1 to 2 years, six figures and mm-hmm. more.
Yeah.
And the thing I love about you is you share everything. You're like,
yes.
I am not holding anything.
Yeah.
back. Like, here is my information I am sharing and you have seen people take this course and do it.
Yes.
So what is it in that course? Because I got to take this course. I need this course.
Well, this particular course.
I wrapped that up as fast as I could.
You did good,
okay,
by the way.
Okay.
That was like, I'm impressed.
I'm like, we've been on here an hour and a half.
So good. But it was, so I was in the wedding industry and the wedding industry never made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I am someone who like, once I master something, on to the next.
Yes,
you know, like,
I love
what,
that about
what
you.
What do I need to, keep doing this?
You're over
you know?
It. You need to grow more. Learn more.
Let me learn something else. And so I was just like, what am I doing in the wedding industry? Like, because everyone in the wedding industry lives and breathes it.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
it's like, if they do not get the opportunity to touch a flower again, they're going to die. Like, just end it for them now.
Yeah,
like, that's
yeah,
how they feel.
Yes,
and
yes.
I'm like, I don't even know the fucking names of the flowers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't care.
Right.
I don't. Can we cuss on here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. And I don't care. I'm like, that purple one. I don't know. And,
yes.
But I was like, why am I in this wedding industry? Why am I in this wedding industry? It doesn't feel right to me. I learned how to execute a craft.
Mm-hmm.
I was good at it. Because when you practice, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't natural.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I learned how to, I didn't know online courses existed.
Mm-hmm.
This was January 2017. I'm sure they did, but I didn't take them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, January and February were always really slow months. And I thought, what if we just wrote how we did this?
Mm.
What if we just wrote it? And I think I had 300 Instagram followers at the time. I didn't have a newsletter list or anything. I didn't know any about it.
Yeah.
People weren't talking about that.
Yeah.
There weren't really a ton of Facebook ads. Right. Like, all this stuff.
It was all new.
Yeah.
The influencer all world new. Was all new. Yes.
And
yes.
I was like, what if I did? And I literally just wrote it. Like, here's how we do this. And here's how we did this. And I wrote it. There was no strategy or intention behind it. I genuinely was just sharing what I did. I wasn't telling people, here's what you need to do.
This is what I did.
I was saying, here's what I did. So here's a meeting that I had with somebody, and here's what I did really wrong. And here was their response. And so that I was like, okay, well, what if I do it this way? And then I tried it at the next meeting, and this is what I did, and this worked. And so I took that, and I learned this, and now this is why our contact form is the way it is. Or whatever. I really explained
why.
How I got to a decision. Why I did it.
The root. You got to the root.
I got to the root of every aspect, from payroll to setup and delivery fee to everything. I told them everything.
And why you need to do it this way. It makes sense.
And what I learned, and again, not intentional, but I kind of promoted it on my Instagram, and I was going to sell it for $1,000, and I sold 40.
So you just made $40,000.
And I was like,
holy shit.
Okay. But I really thought that was going to be like a one and done thing.
Yeah.
What I didn't expect to happen or know would happen is these 40 people
would pass it on.
Started emailing me and saying, I finished your course in 2 days because I couldn't stop reading it. I couldn't put it down. It didn't feel like a course. What it felt like to me is somebody... there were chapters where I felt like I was at coffee with my best friend. And then there were chapters where I felt like I was in the dark corner of a bar with my best friend. And they were telling me things I probably didn't need to know. You know, like, I mean, because I would say, like,
because you can't not tell the full truth.
I can't not tell the full truth.
Yes. And so
I would tell, like, here's an employee I had that screwed me over. Mm. Here's how they screwed me over. And this is how I learned to add this clause in my contract. You know what I mean? Like, yes. I would tell everything.
God, that's a lot of energy. To tell everything.
I don't know. It felt good.
It just flew out.
It just flew out.
It was divine. It came out.
And so it's not like I'm just like, here's my employee contract.
And once again, divinely inspired. This was something you weren't necessarily trying to do. It came to you.
It came. So it's got it out. My assistant, admin assistant, who is, we've worked together for forever. I said, I don't know. Just, can you make it pretty? Can you put some like flower pictures of ours in there? Put it in a PDF? Can we lock it somehow? You know, like, we didn't know. So she figured that out. And then, so these people start, and then they start telling me, I've never signed like a flower client for more than $3,000. And I just signed somebody for $20,000 after I did your sales technique.
And tell me the name of the course, because you have
the Business Behind the Blooms.
Business Behind the Blooms. Business and then you the have blooms. The.
And then I have three other courses that just, honestly, those same students.
What are they called?
Said to me.
Your courses.
There's the Game Plan.
Yes.
So that is all about living life by design and not default.
Oh, love
you
that.
You do not have to be a business owner to take that program.
Okay.
That is a life program.
I'm taking all these.
There's the Power of Pinning, which is marketing, and then there's a winning website.
And you got all this from when you took that loan out and did that $40,000 of research. This is where you like gathered this. And then from your own experience with
But what these students told me is they said, the reason why your course works is not only is it because you tell everything, but I don't feel like dumb. I feel like it's like an aha moment. Mm-hmm. Because it reads like a memoir. Mm-hmm. It reads just like Sleeping with a Stranger, except it's my business model.
Very personal.
And so they're like, oh my gosh, I have done a meeting like that. And so then they're like,
they can apply it.
So then it just, so it's, they don't feel like they're like a student being told.
Got
what
it. Yes. Yes.
And so that's why it resonates so well with them. Now, you ready for some spiritual shit?
I'm so I'm like, oh my God. Okay. Let's.
Real quick.
Okay, we got, because I know still want to talk to you about Oprah, your question that you asked about what would you do if you had Oprah money. I love that. That's an incredible way to end your podcast. Uh-huh. And I want to talk to you a little bit about the darkness with the TED Talk. Like,
Okay, yes.
But can we do all this in 5 minutes?
Yes, we can. Okay, but finally. Okay. So I meet with my spiritual advisor for the first time. That's a whole other thing. This is a whole second book.
Oh, we got to, I know. Yeah, you're amazing.
But a few months ago, and she says, you were in a tragedy when you were really, really young. I said, yes. And she said, your sister is your healing angel, and she chooses the different things that you have to learn to heal from, because you're meant to connect with people and encourage people to heal. And she said, and this journey professionally started with, she goes, I see her in a field picking flowers. My sister chose the floral business.
Wow.
And that...
Because you never knew why you were in it.
Was pain of the floral business, not knowing what to do, but sharing about it vulnerably, sharing everything, and then hearing from people go, thank you, this helped me. I'm now making money. I now have more time with my family. That felt like the work I was supposed to be doing.
And so then you realize this, it all makes sense. Your sister had to be in heaven to guide you so y'all can do the work here on earth together. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She knows how to go to heaven.
I know. I know.
It's so powerful. Life is so fucked. But then when you get into it, you're like, it isn't, but it just takes so much work and like going through all that shit to get to that moment.
Yeah.
You had to work through so much and you've been doing it your whole life.
Yeah.
That's why people don't want to do it because it's exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's still in it. Really hope I'm really hoping I'm in the last part.
I know.
I'm like, Courtney, can this be the last trauma, please?
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I talk to God all the time. I'm like, God, you know I want to do what you want me to do. I'm fully available, and I know that this is the only way to live, but like, I am too sensitive for this stuff. Like, I don't want to do it anymore.
Exactly.
But, like, I have to, because it's the only thing I know how to do is to connect like this.
Yeah.
But it's exhausting.
You're very good at it, by the way. You're very good. You are a light. Like, I see that.
I love sharing other people's stories, because, like, I think that's where my gift, and I'm trying to learn my gift, because I've honestly almost felt, like, guilty that I haven't had
a lot
of trauma.
You're a connector.
But I feel trauma. I feel the healing, and I feel people who have gone through the trauma who are in the healing or who are in the cycle, and I want that story shared. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I can share stories.
Yeah, please share it.
And that's what I love to do, is to talk to people like you, because it's so incredible. No one just snaps their fingers and, like, people said, oh, I thought you had this great life. Let me apologize to you after reading your book. It's like, oh my God, I've been on a life journey to get here.
Right.
Okay, so tell me about the TED Talk about darkness. And it's like you sitting in the dark. Every morning you wake up and you sit in the darkness.
Yes.
And you wait for the darkness to tell you what you need to go dive into to feel. I'm like, you are so amazing. Like, you're like, you get up at 4 a.m. and she sits in the darkness and waits for the pain to show up and tell her what you need to follow it through with.
Yeah. The darkness.
Who are you? Dalai Lama?
I don't know.
Gandhi?
The darkness. So I am not naturally a morning person. I had to train myself. What I've learned is the good stuff comes with practice and commitment. People always ask me, what's your motivation? What's your motivation? It's like, motivation only gets you so far. It's mm-hmm. commitment. Mm-hmm. You just have to be committed. Mm-hmm. Just like you're committed every day to brushing your teeth. Mm-hmm. Like that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You just mm-hmm. do it. Mm-hmm. And so it took me probably, I don't know, 9 months to get to where I was waking up at 4. But it really came from a place of, I know I need to feed into myself before my family wakes up.
Yep.
I actually have a responsibility to provide a really soft place for my family to
land
and mm-hmm. to wake up every day. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. if I don't get up and center myself, then they're waking up to chaos and I'm waking up to chaos, and that's not good. I can ground myself and I can center myself, then I know my family wakes up at 6. At 5:50, I can have a candle going. I can have some fun music playing. I can have the smell of breakfast going.
You're ready.
And they can wake up with a sense of calm.
What do you do when you're in those moments? Like, what do you do to embrace the darkness? Because you're all about embracing the darkness.
Yeah. Well, it's just, I think when you wake up with darkness itself, darkness gets a little less scary. So if you dedicate yourself, for me, it's 2 hours. 2 hours to feel what you need to feel. I mean, the very first thing I do.
Do you cry a lot in those moments?
Not a lot, but I just feel what I need to feel. So I will write at least 3 pages in my journal. Mm-hmm. First thing.
Mm-hmm. Just like what's on your mind, what's in your heart.
Yeah, and sometimes it's, I don't have anything to fucking write about. You know what I mean? But not normally. Normally I have something. But it's like people, when they get started, they think, I don't know what to write. But what that does is that is helping to, like, it takes away a sensor that we have in our brain. It's all scientific and mm-hmm. neurological and all that stuff. But it starts to become a map is what it is. Mm. So on my Instagram, if you go to the videos, there I have a whole How to Heal series.
Follow Jessica Zimmerman. Brace yourself. Once you dive in the hole, you can never get out because you are so incredible.
I love you. Jessica Zimmerman underscore.
Underscore.
And so, yeah, but there's a healing series, and if you'll go to the one about journaling, then this will all make sense. But I do that, and that kind of helps me know, like, okay, that's what is in this brain that I need to kind of work with. And then I sit and I just am still and I breathe deeply. And here's the thing. It's not that I always have like this voice that says, here's what to do next. But it's like, maybe if I had not have done that, maybe I would have been real. Maybe if I hadn't have done that, I would have been like, oh my gosh, I have this big podcast interview today. And oh my gosh, she has all these followers and I'm going to be nervous and da-da-da. Like, maybe I would have been that way. Mm-hmm. But maybe because I woke up with darkness and journaled and then I sat and I breathed deeply into my body, that never even became it.
Because your knowing kept you on course that you are in alignment. You are doing what you are meant to be doing.
I tapped into myself.
You start with your knowingness mm-hmm. from the beginning and let mm-hmm. that guide your entire mm-hmm. day.
The darkness, to be honest, because I turn a lamp on just to write. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I'm done with my pages, I turn the lamp off. And literally the only thing is whatever light is coming through the window, I will open up the windows and there's, you know, maybe a street light or something. And I can barely see my incense smoke coming. When I'm sitting in darkness, I'm not distracted.
Yes.
I don't see that there's a sink of dirty dishes or whatever. You know what I mean? So I'm not distracted.
Yes.
So even if my eyes are open, I'm still in darkness.
Okay.
And I can stay centered that way.
Oh, wow.
And then by being able to actually see the sky turn light, it does something to me inside internally that allows such appreciation and gratitude for another day.
Because
I'm getting to see the day come to life.
Okay, you've inspired me so much. I've been getting up at like 6, but I'm going to take it to 5.
Yeah. And do I go to bed at 8:30? Yeah, I do. Ugh. So I'm kind of lame sometimes,
no, that's
but
not
it's
lame.
Okay.
That to me is the most exciting you could be in your life.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to wrap up.
Yep.
Leave your light is what I always say. You are walking light, but I'm going to change this question to you because you have a podcast called, The Zimmerman?
Zimmerman Podcast.
It's amazing. Everyone check out Jessica Zimmerman. Shoot your websites out there really fast.
JessicaZimmerman.com.
Oh, great. That's it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you always say, what would you do if you have Oprah money? Because that taps into what you value. That taps into what matters to you. That taps into how you want to spend your time, your life. That gives you a true insight. I love this question so much. I'm like, that gives you a true insight into what this person values.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you said, how do you, what would you do if you had Oprah money? It's so much more than just like, oh, a Lamborghini. Someone says that, then you're understanding what they're
right,
focused on.
Right, and this is going to sound, and what's interesting is oftentimes it sounds selfish, right?
Yeah.
But it isn't if you really look
no, because
deep into it.
When you have all this money, you can do so many things yes, for so yes, many people if you yes. want.
So time is the most important thing to me. Mm-hmm. I want to wake up. I want to be there for my kids. I want to take my kids to school.
Mm-hmm.
I want to pick up my kids from school. So my work day is like 6 hours.
Mm,
that is
you.
It.
I feel you. My work day is when Sunny's at school.
Yeah. And oftentimes it gets cut shorter because of some school event right. or whatever.
Right.
And so like this right here will be the only thing I get to do for
yeah,
work.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so I would have somebody like that did my hair and makeup and got me dressed. So that I could spend that. It's such a waste of time to me. But we have to do it, right?
Yeah.
We have to do it.
I've just embraced yoga. I've decided I'm just going to show up everyone in yoga clothes.
I love it.
I've just sort of owned it.
I love it. I did that for so many years.
But it feels good to
dress
up.
And now it's like, I need to,
well, you can
you
actually
know?
Show your style through clothes. And like, you have developed a style that shows your.
This is brand new. I mean, this is all.
I just want you to know, I'm noticing your style, though, is
you.
Showing your soul. It's a soul style.
Well, I wore black for 4 years as a protection mode.
And so when I started. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're ready to show your soul through clothes. And it's not because you're trying to draw attention to your body.
Right.
It's just, you are expressing yourself.
I literally had to go buy something because we lived on an Airstream and I'd sold everything.
Yeah.
And I went straight for black. Uh-huh. And I was like, wait a minute. Okay.
No.
For 4 years, I've always bought black. Now, is it because I just really love black?
Or
what if I took a couple other colors to the dressing room? Mm. Let me rediscover how I actually do want to dress.
Let me
not just do this because that's how I've been doing
that's
it.
That's what I just did with my hair. I've had long blonde hair my entire life and I just cut it and dyed
so
it brown because I was like, why can't I try something
else? But the hair and makeup and having someone like do that, then you get an hour to like journal or write or get your emails checked or whatever. Like, I could be efficient because when I'm actually getting ready, like using a hair straightener or a curler, I'm like, this is such a waste of time, but I have to do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think that would be it.
I love
chair
that.
Squeaking.
I love no, yeah.
But it's just like, yeah, I definitely, and that just shows that time
matters to you
matters
more than
to me more than
that
anything.
Shows your core value.
Yeah, time.
I love that question.
Yeah. What about you?
I thought about it last night because I was like, God, that's such a great question. I like could not go to sleep thinking about it. Okay, and then I actually have to leave because I have to be somewhere at 1. I'm going to be late again. This is the story of my life. I'm just always like a little bit hot mess.
Yeah.
But I need to get you in my life so I can calm it down
Let's get systems. Let's do it.
Let's plan a lunch.
Let's get on the phone. Are you going to tell us your Oprah thing?
Yes. So my Oprah thing would be, I have true desires. I like to live in spaces that make me feel peaceful. And that like I like the aesthetic to feel peaceful. It's not about the size of the house or whatever, but I just want to feel peaceful.
Yes.
I want to feel nature and I want to be in settings and environments that inspire me.
Yes.
And I want to be with the people that I want to share life with.
Mm-hmm.
So mine would be, I would meet my needs and I would want to take, well, my desires, which I would want to take money off the table. I would want to get a jet.
I want to get a jet
so I can go everywhere I want to go, which is like Colorado, Bahamas, Texas, South Carolina, or any other wild
experience life.
Any other, not because I want a jet because I want to be like taking a picture in front of it, but I want to have access to go to Paris
to see all the beauty that has been created.
Because I get an idea to do it one day and the next day I have an opportunity and it's like, let's do that.
Let's do it.
I want to cut out all of the things that money holds people back with.
Yes.
Take that money off the
money
table.
Money is freedom.
Money is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to have like houses in the certain places that I love.
Yeah.
And I want to have experiences with all the people that I love and be able for us all to gather in these places and have soulful experiences. That is what my soul would want to do first with the Oprah money.
Yeah.
And then I would want to dive into creating some sort of like institution that was like yoga, spiritual, maybe like an Albuquerque or a Phoenix or another country, Costa Rica, and like create a center where I have all this money to pour into so it can actually be soul led instead of
I love that.
Yeah, because once I get all the money, then I want to really focus on just getting to do the mission.
Same thing.
Yeah.
The money for me
is just to get you to have freedom with the mission.
Well, and it's when you aren't worried about money.
Yeah.
Then you can just be of service.
Exactly. Especially when you get to this place in your life where you know that that's the only point.
That's the
only point.
So it's like, please bring me the windfall so I can just be of service.
Yes. Yes.
I don't really care about the money.
No, I want the money so I can. I want to enjoy my life. I do want to have the luxuries of life to enjoy it.
But I don't.
But it's not like to show it off.
Exactly, and it's not that I want. You know, every designer bag
I don't care anything
about that stuff at all.
No.
Yes. But I would love to be able to be like, okay, we're fine for the rest of our lives.
So now how are we going to make our missions?
Now let's just be of service.
I love them. Yep. I love you, Jessica.
I love you too.
This was amazing.
Thank you for having me.
I knew
me
this
on.
Was going to be just an incredible podcast. I could talk to you for 1,000 more hours.
Me too.
And let's
we're going to
student life.
Another
okay.
day.
Okay, Jessica Zimmern. Love you.
Love
okay,
you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.